I greet you with a cheerful heart. Yes, yeah, smile on my face this morning. Good morning. The thought for today. When you choose to be cheerful, other people will prefer your company. That's a truth. That's a truth from the Bible. Even children will find you interesting if you are older and you won't be that grumpy anymore. You won't be moaning and groaning. Even your spouse might enjoy your company when you stop being that old grumpy man. Huh? Come on, choose to be cheerful. God loves a cheerful giver even. You will start to give. You will start to give with a cheerful heart. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 7. And even your giving, when you choose to be a cheerful person, you will give. You know, I heard the most beautiful story the other day of a woman walking in a mall, or rather in a mall. And in this mall, she passed a lady begging for something. And she noticed that this lady had a good look at her running tackies. She had a very costly tackies, running shoes. And this poor lady who was sitting begging for money just looked at her shoes, and she had bare feet. She could see her feet was cracked. You know what that lady did? She stopped. She didn't give her money. She took off her expensive running shoes, the tackies. She gave it to the woman because she saw the woman's feet were approximately the same size as her own. When you have a cheerful heart, when you choose to be cheerful, you also give cheerfully. Come on, let's have a merry heart. Like good medicine against the broken spirits today.